The next part is I want to talk about impermanence. We talked about impermanence yesterday. Most of you are here yesterday, but some of you are not here. So we talk about impermanence. People believe that impermanence is there, but not much to do with you. Ironically, I'm ironic to try to pronounce the word. That's me. Sorry about it. So it's everything that is conditioned, it's impermanent. So we're talking about conditioned. Conditioned means duje, means multiple causes condition come together, like elements, different elements are put together and built to something else. That will be everything what we see now, tables, chairs, flowers, building. It's not one thing, it's multiple, millions and millions of particle pieces put together. And that goes with our body too. So everything, anything we perceive, we see, basically it's a conditioned. It depends on multiple causes and conditions together. So, duje thamche matapa, Tibetan one, duje thamche matapa. Everything that is conditioned is impermanent. But you see, unenlightened beings in samsara, we don't believe that. And when we don't believe that, that is a part of the reason it hurts so much when things change. When things impermanent become impermanent, we cannot understand, we cannot relate it, that situation, so it hurts very severely, very deeply. It's because of our attachment and not believing the teachings of the Buddha. Nah, maybe it's not believing teachings of the Buddha, you just don't know the teachings of the Buddha, rather than you don't believe them, Buddha. Maybe that's the best way to say it. So, all things arise due to causes, conditions, and are therefore impermanent. Impermanent is, I give you some example. Today you are healthy, sort of speaking. Not clear, but that's just, I felt. But today you are healthy, and as far as I know, your functionality condition is functioning. It's okay. It's an okay day. It's okay. But there is no guarantee tomorrow, because tomorrow is not today. Tomorrow is tomorrow, so tomorrow is not here, but you can believe tomorrow I will be okay, but really you don't have any clue. You don't have any confidence if you are less biased, if you are less egocentric. Tomorrow is tomorrow, we don't know. So, today's a healthy person, tomorrow can be sicky. In fact, tomorrow, already corpse. You never know. Already gone. You don't know. Yesterday was a wonderful day. We celebrate. A lot of people came. We talk about our Dharma student, Bruce Lah. We talk about. And some of you feel very sad to lost. Well, if I talk about sad part, I can talk sad part. I can talk good part, but then he may be more happier than where he was. because our body is kind of flower, our body is a kind of cloth that we're wearing, just a metaphor speaking. So when cloth get old, the flower get old, what's going to happen? It's go back to the Mother Earth. Welcome back home. Are you telling him you should be old and rotten rest of your life? Or are you saying, yeah, you deserve a new cloth, new flower. You go back and come back. See, the beautiful teachings of the Buddha, you died, but really you don't die at the same time. All you did is change the apartment, or change the cloth, or change the color of your flower. You are a beautiful flower to start with, and you just change the color once in a while, different colors. Because a different color is a different taste and different beauty. So everybody, we have to view everybody is a beautiful flower. So the beautiful flower, where it come from? Mother Earth. Where did it go back? Mother Earth. And that is you, the beautiful flower. So we should not be too sad and suffering, because if you're concerned about the sad and suffering losing, you should sad and suffering yourself. In other words, you should think what your preparation, what you're going to do. You have to do the same thing, identical. You have to do the same process of separation of mind from your body. Because you have body, so what your preparation? What you gonna do? What did you accomplish? What did you do entire your life besides eating and sleeping? Sleeping is good because we all, you know, doing that for all the time. So we are good in sleeping and eating. But eventually when we have a problem with eating, then our machine is a little bit getting old. Or maybe sleeping is not too good because you have a lot of breaks between in the nighttime. If you show some part of your body, beautiful flower, maybe it's getting a little old. So, we are good in sleeping, eating when we are healthy, but when we are not so healthy, things will slowly notice. But why I'm talking about impermanent? I'm talking about impermanent. The impermanent is available all of us. We have to deal with it. We can't run away. We can't hide out. We can't cheat, we can't make a trick, nothing. This is something we all have to deal with. What has to do with the impermanent with the Buddha Dharma? The Buddha Dharma kicks in other words, Buddha Dharma, it's a become a highlight when unenlightened beings become helpless. Helpless means don't know who to call, who can help me, who can save me, who can fix me. When don't know, when sentient beings don't have anybody to call, then Buddha Dharma kicks in. It's a serious matter. When a bunny or the hare on the plateaus of the land of high plateaus, the eagle, big birds, will soaring into down and pick up the bunny or the hare, soft hair with this size. They pick up that, and a bunny make a big noise because he or she get a chance to make a last noise. So we'll say, ah, or whatever noise that make big noise. Why bunny make big noise before it's eaten by the eagle is he or she doesn't know who to call. The only one witness that he called is Cielo Azul, the blue sky. Cielo Azul. The blue sky is his witness, and the blue sky is calling blue sky to help me. But really, blue sky will help? Caution. So, in a desperate situation, unenlightened beings suffering in pain, and especially separation from mind, from body, and a karma, cause and effect, kicks in. And dealing with the heavy-duty karma in samsara, who can protect you? Who you think will help you the most in your life? It's dharma. Of course, if you have a understanding and a connection, then that's something most precious that available in the universe. Nothing is more important than the whole universe. But when you don't see that's important, then it's nothing. Because you don't see that way. So it's nothing for you. But those who see that, then it becomes a source of protector, source of happiness, and source of goal, source of a dream, and source of liberation, and source of healing, source of purification. That's Buddha Dharma. We're talking about that. So why I'm talking about impermanent is understanding impermanence brings close to the Dharma and a spiritual path, P-A-T-H-A, path. And it says in the many Buddhist texts, a man without spiritual in his soul or the heart or the mind is no other than a hollow bamboos. Hollow bamboos are, you can peel many, many skins, but you can't find anything essence inside. Well, I can feel you, there is no essence inside. All you have is a lot of things that water, air, air, water, and basically that's just about it. And not much there. And skin, I think that everything also can be a part of disappeared, disintegrate or dissolved and disappeared. So human, it looks like human, walks like human, talks like human, but there's nothing inside when there doesn't have any spiritual. That's the message here. So I'm not talking about Buddhist is the only way, although I talk Buddhist, so I have to stay with the Buddhist. But any spiritual that works for you, that means you something, you shouldn't lose that connection. Just because you do Buddhist practice doesn't mean you have to against something that you already strongly connected. But if nothing will work for you, then you have choices. In my wild guessing, is many Buddhists is become a Buddhist practitioner is perhaps two reasons. One reason, they have some kind of spiritual connection in previous life. And therefore, they feel like homey. They feel like home. They feel like not strange. They feel like this is okay with me because I did not find anything spooky or some terrifying things. I think this is a good group. This is okay. So you become a part of that and then become used to more. You learn more and you become more aware of more, open up different doors and windows. So you feel like a more panoramic, transparent, and beautiful, wonderful. That's one way become a Buddhist, my way of explaining. Another way of become a Buddhist is you be tortured, you be punished with the karma cause and effect. No matter where you go, where you live, where you go, you are desperate, needed, and go somewhere. And end of a Buddhist. It's not you like a Buddhist, but try to something different. It's like, for the sake of argument, I eat anything, even I never eat that one and that one, but I'll try, that kind of thing. You just don't know because you're running out of options. Running out of options, so you try to do something different. I'm not saying they are bad. I'm not saying they are good, but that's how you connect with the Dharma, Buddha Dharma. And then some of these people realize that's not work. Then they have to keep walk away. That's okay too. Majority of people walking away, so you are one of them. That's okay. And then some of them says, no, wait a minute. I think I don't want to lose. I want to be right here. They make a decision, even though start with by sort of accidentally happens, but they like it. And they begin to learn, they begin to like it, they connect it with it. And that one is there too. So different ways, but I'm just highlighting majority ways. Now we're talking about Duje Thamche Matapa. Each one of us has a certain amount of years left. You may never think about that way, but it is good to today is a special day for you. The special day is you have to recognize it's a special day rather than there is no, it says on a sign says it's a special day for you. Every day is a special day if you do special things, if you do some special thing. How you do special things? Something very helpful for your spiritual, something very helpful for your body, speech, mind, something very helpful for others, and it will be wholesome action. Virtuous action, I think word is virtues. Virtuous action, something to do with virtuous action if you do. See, I want to tell you, we all eat, we all sleep, we all work, hopefully. We all work, some form of work, we all work. Now, question here is, we work, we eat, we sleep, still making spiritual progress, or we eat, sleep, and work, making more negative karma towards your future life, towards your lives after lives. This is caution. Majority of people, they work, they eat, they sleep, those are there. Full time they do those, but one problem is they're creating more negative karma for herself, himself, each lifetime. I'm not talking about this lifetime, I'm talking about many lifetimes. I'm talking about countless lifetimes. So accumulation, each lifetime is considered as one day. So today there is a day, it's possible tomorrow there will be day. So each day you accumulate more and more harmful things, and then who's going to experience, who's going to pay for that? Whoever created will have to pay. Not somebody will, it's not somebody ask you to do, it's you do, your own decision, you do it. So, and then there is a group of people, middle part of the group is, that was the first part. The second part of the group is, they do a lot of good things, but they do a lot of bad things. So they are struggling, fighting back and forth, switching back and forth, day and night, while they are walking, talking, eating, sleeping. And that will be second group. The last but best group is, he's still eating, sleeping, and working, but nothing but the spiritual and beneficial for yourself, beneficial for others. Well, I want you to that part of that group. I want you part of that group. You work, you sleep, you eat, everything you do, but everything you do is a dharma, spiritual. And everything you do is it's beneficial for others. Something very helpful, useful, resourceful for others. And the more you do that, you enjoy more. Because what goes around comes around. So everybody happy. You have no chance to be sad. Because you cannot feel sad when everybody around you is happy. You have to smile it. Because everybody is happy. It is called what goes round comes round. So impermanence. So impermanence are available and use the impermanence as a reminder. Do good things for yourself and do good things for your near and dear ones, your society, your group, your colleague, your family. And your Sangha, do good things for everybody. If you do that, then a Lama is doing his good job. Now meditate.